At that time, the hypocrites and all those who had malice in their hearts were saying, "Their religion has deceived them." But you should know that anyone who puts his trust in Allah will find Allah mighty and wise. If you could only see the angels when they were taking away the souls of the killed unbelievers. They were smiting their faces and their backs, saying, "Taste the torment of the conflagration. This is the punishment for what your hands have sent forth, for Allah is never unjust to his servants." This was the same that happened to the people of the Pharaoh and to those that had gone before them. They also rejected the revelations of Allah, and Allah seized them for their sins. Surely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mighty and severe in punishment. That is because Allah has never changed the blessings which He has bestowed on a people until they themselves change the condition of their souls. Verily, Allah hears all and knows all. This same principle was applied to the people of Pharaoh and those who have gone before them. They rejected the revelations of their Rabb, so we destroyed them for their sins and we drowned the people of Pharaoh. They were all wrongdoers. The worst of animals in the sight of Allah are those who reject the truth and do not become believers. Those who make treaties with you and time after time violate their treaties and have no fear of Allah. If you encounter them in combat, make them a fearsome example for others who would follow them so that they all may learn a lesson. If you fear treachery from any of your allies, you may fairly retaliate by breaking off the treaty with them through properly modifying them to that effect. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love the treacherous.